From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm delighted you're joining us once again, and I hope you'll stay with us as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from Matthew's Gospel chapter 9, verses 9 to 13. But before he brings the message based on those verses of Scripture, let's take just a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Bible reading today is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 9 to 13. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. It came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Those words at the end of that Bible reading outline the mission and the purpose of Christ in this world. That mission was one of calling sinners to repentance, to trust in Him for salvation. And this very truth is illustrated in these verses that we've just read. For here we learn of the conversion of Matthew, the tax collector. There are three things about this man's conversion that I want you to notice. Notice first of all the call of Matthew. Verse 9 says, "And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me." This was Christ's call to Matthew for salvation and discipleship. The call was plain and simple, "Follow me." And this is what it means to be a Christian, a true follower of Christ, as one who has repented, turned from their sin, and has trusted in Christ for salvation. Christ says in Mark chapter 8, verse 32, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." And this is what Christ was implying when he said to Matthew, "Follow me." Also, this call of Christ was prompted by what he saw. Verse 9 says of Christ that he saw a man named Matthew. That word "man" is important, for it reminds us that he was a man like us all, one who had sinned and come short of the glory of God. He was a sinner, and this is why Christ was calling him to salvation. Also, it must be said that Christ called Matthew out of love for him. Verse 9 says that Matthew was sitting at the receipt of custom. When Luke records this account, he tells us that Matthew was a publican. He collected taxes of the Jews for the Roman Empire, and for such a job Matthew would have been intensely hated and despised by the rest of the Jewish people. But this was not so with Christ, for with love and compassion to him, he calls, "Follow me." Unsaved listener, as Christ called Matthew by the words, "Follow me," so in like manner he calls you to salvation with these same words. He sees you as a lost sinner bound for hell. Therefore he calls you to repent and look to him for salvation. He calls you to himself out of love and compassion for your soul, despite your past sin and rebellion. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Just as water always flows to the lowest point, so the love of Christ reaches you who are far down in life through sin. And with such love, Christ says to you, "Follow me in salvation." Notice secondly the decision of Matthew. Verse 9 says, "And he arose and followed him." Matthew obeyed the call of Christ. It was an immediate decision. As soon as we read of Christ saying, "Follow me," we read, "And he arose." Matthew did not delay or procrastinate. "Sinner, now is the time for you to decide for Christ. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." The hymn writer says, "Come, sinner, to Jesus, no longer delay. A full free salvation he offers today. Don't say no to Christ today, for this could be your last call to come. You may never hear those blessed words from the lips of the Savior again, follow me." Also, Matthew's decision involved repentance. In Luke's Gospel, it says, "He left all, rose up and followed him." That little word "all" reveals that he was turning away from his old way of life. He was turning from his sin. He was leaving aside those things that were contrary to God's word and will in his life. And it is always the same with true conversion. There will always be repentance. And as rightly been said, that there is no going to the fair haven of glory without sailing through the narrow strait of repentance. The message of John the Baptist was repent. The message of Paul was repent. The message of Christ in verse 13 of this chapter was repent. For he says, "I am come not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance." Like Matthew, you must also repent of your sin if you are to be saved. And also it must be said that Matthew's decision was one of faith. The end of verse 9 says, "And he followed him." Matthew had now begun a life of following Christ. It was one of trust. He trusted Christ for the forgiveness of his sins and peace with God. He was trusting Christ for help and strength throughout the Christian life. And this is how it is with all who are saved. The Bible says, "The just shall live by faith." Acts 16 verse 31, it reads, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We are saved by faith in the sacrifice of Christ for salvation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Our salvation, our Christian life, is one of faith. Sinner, come to Christ today. Put your faith on Him for your salvation. Finally, note the testimony of Matthew. Verse 10 says, and it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Him and His disciples, commenting on this same scene. Luke 5 verse 29 says, and Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and sinners sat down with him. Levi is Matthew's other name. Thus it was Matthew's house where Jesus came to dine. Therefore Matthew's testimony was one of fellowship with the Lord. He is sitting at the table with the Lord, fellowshipping with Christ. Is the mark of someone who is converted. They long to commune with God in the place of prayer. Likewise, when you two are saved, you'll be able to have blessed fellowship with the Lord in prayer. You'll be able to say with the hymn writer, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. Also, Matthew's testimony was one of identification. He was now identifying himself with the Lord and His people. The person truly saved will have a desire to meet with God's people. They will no longer enjoy the ungodly company of the world. Sinner, in the ungodly world, you will find fair weather friends. Whoever amongst God's people, God will give you friends that are a help to you on the road to heaven. Remember what Moses said to Hobab. He said, come now with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. Sinner, will you not come with us to heaven? Will you not be identified with the people of God by trusting Christ as your Savior? Also, Matthew's testimony was one of usefulness for Christ. He allowed his home to be opened up so that others could come and meet with Christ and hear His word. Therefore, Matthew was now a means of leading others to the Lord. What a testimony Matthew had because he obeyed the call of Christ. When you two get saved and your life is right with God, then God will use you to lead others to Christ for salvation. We know a lot about Simon Peter, the great apostle. However, let us remember that it was his brother Andrew who first led him to Christ. Unsaved listener, I urge you today to follow the example of Matthew. Come to Christ today and be saved, and from this day forth, go on to live a life for God's glory. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.